Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to talk about here today on the show. It's Wednesday, and normally that means, well, we got the Mae Young Classic, we got NXT, NXT UK, and more. But because it is Wednesday, that also means we're very much running out of time. Whether or not Crown Jewel is going to take place in Saudi Arabia is still up in the air. There's been no official announcement as of right now. However, if you go to the WWE website and you search for Crown Jewel, they have taken off the location Saudi Arabia from all of their ads or whatever. I don't know what you'd call them. The promotional material. It now lists the event is taking place in Null, which means they've just scrubbed the location. Now, whether that means the location is being changed, I don't know what that means. Because one of the promotional materials not only lists Null, but Roman Reigns is still on the promotional material. He is obviously not going to Saudi Arabia, so could just be that things aren't being updated, could be a glitch, could be that they are moving. Today was the day where WWE was supposed to get word whether or not they could go to Saudi Arabia. I guess it could take place tomorrow, could take place today, may not take place at all. They need to make a decision. Somebody needs to make a decision. A decision needs to be made one way or the other soon, because the production crew has got to head out there and get to work if they're going. That would take place in the next couple of days. So we're pretty much on deadline right now, whether or not WWE is actually going to go to Saudi Arabia for the Crown Jewel show. Last night on SmackDown, they continued to push the AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan match. So at this moment, Daniel Bryan's going to Saudi Arabia. They could have written it off the show last night, but they did not. So we could talk about all of that. We got Raw ratings based on the Roman Reigns story. We have got a weird story about UFC and Demetrius Johnson and ONE Fighting Championships, Evolution pay-per-view, your calls, texts, emails, and more. Kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to call us here today, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. This person here, based on the opening segment, says, Dave on the board said the Crown Jewel decision is no longer in Vince's control. What's up with that? Today is the day they make their decision, correct? Well, the answer is it's in the hands of the government, the State Department. Today's the day where Vince was supposed to get word whether or not they could go. And it's now 3 Eastern, 3:12 Eastern, and they have announced nothing publicly. But it's noted, if you go to WWE.com, they've scrubbed the location Saudi Arabia from all of the promotional material. They didn't even replace it with anything. It just says, null comma null. So it's waiting for an input where the show is going to be. Maybe in Saudi Arabia, may not. As I noted in the opening segment, production needs to pack up and head to Saudi Arabia in the next few days. So it is deadline time. Now, next 24 hours, guess we'll find out if they're going or not. We shall see.
Yeah, MBS addressed the investors conference, which began, and mentioned how he was working with the Turks, and they're really going to get down to the bottom of this, and the crime is really painful to all Saudis, and I believe it is painful to every human in the world, unquote. A heinous crime that cannot be justified. With that said, with everything that's happened today news-wise, with the bombs that are being, suspicious packages that have been sent all over the place, it could be put off a day. You know, we could be held off a day. It's not like the State Department's got anything to do with that. You know, they could still make the decision today, but maybe they're holding it off for another day. You don't know. But the way it looks, there doesn't seem to be anything stopping them. So, this thing is going on until it's not. So we have to kind of, at this point, look at it as if it's going to go on and, you know, talk about it from there and what it's going to mean down the line.
Person says, what about moving Crown Jewel to a Monday night to try to draw a big rating? They're not moving it to Monday night. If they move the show will be in the UK, it will be in New York, it will be somewhere that is not in Saudi Arabia, but it is not going to be on Monday night on Raw.
And I guess they have to, because part of me is like, why would you have this show? I mean, who's going to throw this money at you that makes it worth it when you're already going to be out, you know, X amount of dollars? But I guess with the way they've hyped it up, they've talked about it so much, they have to. I guess they have to run this show. And we really do need to find out, you know, who actually is the best in the world.
First here says, about 35 minutes of all of Raw and SmackDown were women's segments this week, which includes backstage scenes, entrances, and promos. So much for the Evolution buildup. Well,
yeah.
First off, does he always have to come and mow the lawn at noon?
Isn't that amazing?
It's incredible.
Well, it's 3 here.
So. I see. It's 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Anyway. So here's the thing, everybody. Evolution is Sunday. And if you watch SmackDown, the main event segment of SmackDown was Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton to build up the Crown Jewel show. It wasn't even a women's segment. They did the thing with Becky and Charlotte at the Performance Center, which I kind of loved and I kind of thought was really stupid. And, I mean, here's the thing, everybody. Here's the thing. The Roman Reigns deal, this crown jewel controversy, everything that's going on in WWE right now, this Women's Evolution pay-per-view was supposed to be, this is what all the women believed. And I gotta speak for all of the women here, okay? But I'm sure that, like, most of them at least thought, groundbreaking thing, man oh man, it's a women's only pay-per-view, we're finally getting this big opportunity. They announced it 2 months in advance. There's all this time to build it up. It's going to be so awesome. And then over the course of the next month or so, you hear about there's going to be a battle royal. There's a bunch of women in the battle royal. The women are actually on Twitter complaining that they're in the battle royal on the Evolution pay-per-view. We're now, it's go-home show time. It ain't even the go-home show for Crown Jewel. That's next week. But the go-home show for Evolution was all about Crown Jewel. And I can't speak for everybody, but I can tell you that for a lot of women that were very, very excited about this show, it's now kind of like, Evolution's on Sunday. Do the show, and everything is just back to the way things used to be. So there is disappointment. You're not the only person disappointed that they haven't gone all out with this Women's Evolution build. But, I mean, part of it is also that it's going to be like a 3-hour show, and there's really not that many matches, and a bunch of women are in the Battle Royal, and the women's roster is much, much smaller than the men's roster. And so you really can't just spend the entire 3-hour Raw building up the women's show, the entire SmackDown building up the women's show. I mean, there aren't that many women. So this is the way things are going to be. 6 matches on the show in a Battle Royal. 3-hour show. That's what we're looking at here.
And with just all the other stuff they have going on, it's the problem with having that much stuff going on. Although I did think we were going to get more dynamic matches and more dynamic build to those matches, like, you know, era stretching or defining things. I thought there would be, you know, it's believe me, it's great to see Trish. I love Trish and Lita. And that's cool. You know, the Bellas and Ronda Rousey has been awesome, especially that's been really cranked up. So I don't think anybody can complain about that build, the way it's ratcheted up in the last couple of weeks leading to this. I mean, that part's gone right, but I thought we were going to get more than just, you know, the random drop of, like, Tori Wilson's in the Battle Royal. It's, you know, I just figured there's going to be more to it, and they have been lacking there.
Look at this brilliant guy. England, he says, would be a perfect replacement. You add an S at the end, call it Crown Jewels. The name still works. Vince gets another male parts euphemism for a show name.
He does.
Man, that guy's got it figured out.
He does, actually. That's very, very good. Good.
This person here says, between the Saudi Arabia situation blatantly exploiting Roman's cancer, it does seem that human decency is a hard thing to come by for WWE. Well, hey, listen, if that's the way you're looking at everything, this is nothing new, buddy. This is nothing new.
If they don't dare him, they might try to top it.
This person is outside of Ambrose, Rollins, Strowman, and McIntyre. Raw has nobody they can put in the main event. Should they bring up some guys from NXT, switch some guys from SmackDown or Raw? Seems like they'll have to rely on part-timers to get them through Mania season again.
Does Kevin Owens, I guess he doesn't have any knees.
Kevin Owens is out.
But if he was there, he would count.
And the Drifter's being moved up the cards.
Yeah.
As your new number 3 babyface in WWE, the Drifter.
He's Jimmy Valiant. He's the feature. We need 5 minutes and like some broken guitars and a lot of wackiness out of him. Like,
I think you're going to be surprised.
I know. Well, no,
I went to a house show in Everett where they put him in the main event with Roman Reigns, and they went 20 minutes.
Look, I definitely
they were preparing the guy.
I definitely won't be surprised. It's just, you know, I'm hoping here.
This person here says, aside from the location, WWE and their weekly shows aren't even mentioning the Crown Jewel event date anymore. Like November 2nd of them saying we're just 9 days away.
They don't want to remind anybody else out there who may not know. They know their hardcore fans know exactly when it is. They're just trying to forget. Again, they're just trying to get through this thing.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, I just checked the WWE website on the tour dates, and now they just got on the Crown Jewel. It just says time and location. It doesn't say anything about where it's at.
Oh. Wow.
It does have the time at 6:30 p.m., but it doesn't say where. And if you want to check it out, there's a picture of Shawn Michaels on there with the people that are on the show. By the way, they still got Roman listed. But there's a picture of Michaels on there, and I'll just have you look at it. It's just I don't know.
Email me the link.
Flattering.
Yeah, email me the link so I can check it out.
It's on the WWE site. Okay. It's not flattering. But speaking of not flattering, I love your shows, your Tuesday night Raw and Nitro recap shows. And listen to the one today, and I know you're now getting into the Russo stuff.
Yes.
For Nitro. And if you thought the show you just reviewed was bad, wait till next week's show.
Oh.
You'll be seeing such things as boom mics. Yes, boom mics get into pictures.
Awesome.
And you'll see cameramen filming.
Excellent.
And that are not supposed to be shown.
Excellent.
And a Vince McMahon impression by somebody. You could probably figure out who, but you'll love it.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to head to a commercial break right here. But, hey, I'm going to say this. I'll say this about those retro Nitros with Vince Russo. They are not boring. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet
in El Segundo. Left my... Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Couple of news notes here. But first, are you a fan of independent wrestling? Powerbomb TV is your go-to service for all things indie wrestling. Powerbomb TV features over 1,000 events from over 100 different promotions, adding up to over 2,200 hours of video on demand content. That number grows by the day. In addition, Powerbomb.tv has live streamed over 52 events this year alone, several more scheduled for 2018, including Black Label Pros, Big Trouble in Little Crown Point on November 3rd, where I will take on Marco Stunt. In fact, if you head over to powerbomb.tv right now and subscribe today, you can use the promo code CHOPMARCO, and you will get your first 20 days for free.
It's Marco with a K.
Chop Marco, all one word.
Before he's Marco with an X.
20 free days. That will get you, by the way, Big Trouble in Little Crown Point on November 3rd, where I will destroy young Marco Stunt. Combination of a lack of baseball competition, shocking news of Roman Reigns' leukemia diagnosis, led to Raw being up 6% last night, averaging 2.54 million viewers. No more baseball. The ratings should increase slightly from the numbers of the past month, not including last night, which is likely above what shows will be doing because of the Reigns announcement. So there will be no Game 7. I know that Paul Fontaine was expecting that to happen in the next couple of weeks, which would lead to the lowest Raw rating of all time, but not happening. The hours, 2.61 million, 2.62 million. Second hour, 2.41 million in the third hour. The Road to Evolution special after Raw, 1.11 million viewers, kept 46% of the audience that watched the third hour of Raw. And on the topic of Evolution, they have announced that the broadcast team for Sunday's Evolution pay-per-view will be Michael Cole, Renee Young, and Beth Phoenix. I don't know about anyone else, but that puts somewhat of a damper on my excitement for this show. Michael Cole has been awful on the Mae Young Classic, which, by the way, is a taped show. This one's going to be live. But that's the deal. So there you go. Ronda Rousey, Nikki Bella, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, Last Woman Standing, Alexa Bliss, Mickie James versus Trish and Lita. Unless Alexa cannot compete, she has a concussion. And if she cannot be cleared, she will be replaced by Alicia Fox. Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler, the finals of the Mae Young Classic. A battle royal with Ember Moon, Nia Jax, Tamina, Dana Brooke, Alicia Fox, Peyton Royce, Billie Kay, Asuka, Carmella, Naomi, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Lana, Tori Wilson, Alundra Blaze, Ivory, Molly Holly, Michelle McCool, Kelly Kelly, Marie Kanellis, and Zelina Vega. And a tag match with Sasha Bailey, Natalya, versus Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, and Sarah Logan. That is your Evolution lineup for Sunday. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's up?
You know, it's really a shame that the Saudi Arabia thing is, you know, besides the journalists getting killed. I just feel like none of these matches really matter at this point because of all the controversy that's going on. And I kind of wanted your thoughts on that. I think like a dream match like AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan, you know, forget the build and the storyline. You know, with everything that's going on, I just feel like there's no interest in the card whatsoever at this point.
You know, that one doesn't have that feel, does it? I wouldn't, you know, and it is what it is. I understand why it doesn't have that feel, but you would figure if you just said on paper when Daniel Bryan was coming back, you're going to get AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan before the end of the year. You're not going to have Miz and Daniel Bryan throughout the end of the year. You're going to get this. And you would have figured, obviously, execution's got a lot to do with it, but just the buzz behind it. I mean, I guess it's just that's how WWE is. They just have a coating over everything where it's like a little bit of malaise. But I would have figured this would have sparked people up a little bit more, and it hasn't at all.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit. I want to thank you very much for the call.
The reasons are obvious.
They're doing AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan. The build for the match is that they've both wrestled the Usos in a tag match, and each of them has cost the other the actually, it's not even what happened. Well, first off, last week, Daniel Bryan lost in a tag match. This week, AJ Styles lost in a tag match, okay? So, like, when Daniel Bryan was pinned in the Usos match last week, I mean, it was not going out on a limb. My prediction was, well, next week they'll do a rematch and AJ will get pinned. That's exactly what happened. But it's not only that. It's not only that you're building up a dream match by beating both guys, like that's somehow supposed to make us more excited for the match, but they do this match, and the Usos come out, Daniel Bryan and AJ come out. The match isn't even very long, and where's my notes on this? I can't even find my notes now. Oh, there it is, because it was so short. They just have this quick match.
So Marco.
And there's some miscommunication, and AJ Styles gets pinned. Okay? There's miscommunication, and AJ Styles, the WWE champion, is pinned. All right? So later, they're doing an interview. Dasha has returned. She says, AJ, was what happened tonight accidental? She wants to know if he intentionally managed to get himself pinned or if it was an accident. So AJ says, well, of course it was an accident. And Daniel Bryan, who he was for a while like a psychopath, now he's a conspiracy theorist. He says, well, I'm not sure about that. He starts making fun of AJ and his nose, pretending like he's Pinocchio, like AJ's lying. And
but
I'm
AJ
just thinking,
AJ doesn't get it.
Do these morons have any idea what they're doing when they write these shows?
No.
Daniel Bryan, his character believes that AJ intentionally got himself pinned in a match with the Usos. Is that what's happening here? So anyway, that's the build towards Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles.
And we've gotten AJ the Huckleberry a lot against Samoa Joe and Daniel Bryan. And I know it's like AJ the good guy, but it comes off as like AJ the dummy. Remember, this was like the always savvy Bullet Club, you know, I beat John Cena guy who's now just – who just doesn't understand what you're saying. What are you saying? Man, what are you saying, man?
It's not even that. Listen, I know someone's going to text. There are probably 10 people texting right now. Bryan, you're an idiot. The question was – did he mean to hit Daniel Bryan with a Pele kick? That's what she's talking about. Was that accidental or was it on purpose? Okay, well, you still don't get it. Whether he hit him on purpose or not, he got pinned. The WWE champion got pinned.
Peaking.
Like, what difference does it make? If you're going to do that storyline, was it accidental or on purpose, then AJ accidentally, or maybe doesn't accidentally, hit Daniel Bryan, and Daniel Bryan gets pinned. AJ accidentally hit Bryan, leading to AJ getting pinned. So, yeah, the caller's right. Nobody cares about this match because this is your build for this dream match.
Well, and Sivan, the other thing, too, when he said, you know, the matches don't matter, I know what I get what he's saying there, but, like, now we actually have extra added importance to Brock Lesnar. And they'll, again, this is like they'll never mention where the title was the changed hands, but now you got Braun and Brock Lesnar. And who knows, you know, probably nothing will really come of it either way, but I wonder how many people actually really want Brock Lesnar to win and stick around who, you know, don't understand the situation. And really, regardless of the situation, has that situation changed? Because if it has, I'll actually be all for that. Give Daniel Cormier and Brock Lesnar. Again, if there's going to be anything to them fighting or to Daniel Cormier getting that job next year, I'm fine with them interacting in both worlds. I really am. I know it's going to drive some people nuts, but I'm fine with it. And I think they could use it.
Schwarzenegger says, about you and Dave being negative on Ambrose getting heat. Why not capitalize on the emotions of the audience? What are the real world people Dave is talking about on Twitter? The turn had nothing to do with cancer. Everything to do with Rollins betraying the Shield 4 years ago. No, it did have to do with cancer. Because they dedicated the match to Roman Reigns. They were playing off Roman Reigns going home to fight for his life battling leukemia. Listen, you know how you capitalize on the emotions of the audience? You write good stories so that the audience has emotional investment in the characters, and then you do your turns. Because they can't do that, they're forced to do it in a situation like this. So, yeah, you know what? If you knew how to write a story, then Dean Ambrose turning on Seth Rollins in a week or 2 weeks or at Survivor Series, the fans would become emotionally invested in that. So if you'd like to just say, well, they suck, they don't know how to write a story, so someone has to go home and fight for their life in order to capture the emotions of the audience, then go for it. It was a stupid idea. It was a stupid thing to do that day.
I agree that. I'm surprised in comparison to the Undertaker Kane stuff on there. It's such a massive, and I guess it's because it was the match. And
they're both stupid.
There was more of an emotional ride. You took an emotional ride with the match. So I do get that. But it's like the other one was so to me, beyond stupid. And the fact of how they threw it back, like, that wasn't WCW level. That was, I don't know what that was. It was just, it was awful.
This person here says, with Vince and the writers trying to get heat so much and ruining so many feel-good moments, when was the last time there was a true feel-good moment in the main roster? I honestly don't remember. Well, I'll open it up to the listeners. When was the last time there was a true big-time feel-good moment on the main roster?
For me, it was Becky Lynch.
No, like, she turned on Charlotte afterwards.
I know, but for everything that's happened, I am completely fulfilled.
All right, let's head to a break. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. This person says the last true feel-good moment might be Daniel Bryan winning at WrestleMania 30. We had a couple of people mention that, and in fact, that was 4 years ago. If anybody can think of anything more recent than that, let me know. I do remember it was pretty cool when they actually did that Dolph Ziggler-Miz feud and Dolph Ziggler won the title to avoid having to be retired. The place went nuts for that. I actually would include that one. But those are the two that I can think of off the top of my head. That's where he says, last true feel-good moment. Post-WrestleMania 20 main event was incredibly moving at the time. WrestleMania 20?
20.
I think you mean WrestleMania 30.
Maybe that's for that person, it's been that long, but...
This person can't remember anything after WrestleMania 30. They managed to ruin pure babyfaces like Sammy and Bayley on the main roster.
God, this is crazy.
I've been telling you this forever. It's the way they think. Yeah. They can only think about how to get heat. They don't give the... And look at, like... Oh, my God. I think back to the history of WWE and... Bruno Sammartino won that title in 1963. He held it till 1971. And it was just one championship babyface win after another in every champion that they had. Koloff beat him. He immediately lost to Pedro Morales. Yeah. Stan Stasiak, they immediately lost to... Yeah. It just on and on. It was babyfaces winning Bruno. And sending the fans home happy over and over for years and years and years. And you know what? Wrestling as a whole... was way more popular then than it is today. Yes, I realize that it's much more lucrative today because of the television deals and that sort of thing, but as far as like the popularity of professional wrestling, it is. I can't say it's at an all-time low because there was that 2003, 2004, 2005 period, but it's way the hell down there now.
But it's the emotion. It's the emotion of the time. I mean, that's the one thing that all those big boom periods have in common. In times where big money was made, it was the emotion of it. And what worked in New York did not work everywhere else. In fact, New York was the outlier. And you can say, well, this is how they survived. But that's what that area wanted to see. They wanted to see the conquering hero fight off these menaces, fight off these evil people, whereas in almost every other territory, it was the chase to get to this evil person that stands on top of the thing. So, I mean, it's a little bit different that way, but I do have one for you when it comes to an emotional moment. Goldberg, I think, would have been the last, I guess, recent for me, I guess. I thought of that one. That's probably the most recent big time emotional moment. Now, whether that counts because he's a little bit of an outsider, maybe, but I mean, that's pretty undeniable. Those were his stuff with Brock Lesnar, and the speech that he had was pretty awesome.
Person says Ziggler lost that feud against Miz. Yes, he did, but he had that one win in there, and they did absolutely nothing with him afterwards.
I can't even remember that.
I remember that.
I
because everybody was talking
it,
about everybody
I know you hated it.
Everybody was talking about how awesome it was. And how it was gonna push Ziggler to the next level. And I was like, no, it's not. And they got the one big pop for the title change, and they were like, see, we're right. And they kept going with it, and he ended up... Not only, he wasn't even in exactly the same place he was before. He was actually lower. Like, Ziggler was in a lower place than he was before by the end of that feud. And nothing even switched until he went to Raw and got hooked up with McIntyre. I remember this vividly.
His music lost its smile.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Joe from New Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, so, like, I remember Lance talking about that one time on the Brian Vinny show, I think it was, that they do rely on heat too much. Like, I would have had some guy named, first name Lou and last name Kenya come out and the Shield destroy him.
I don't know if I'd do that.
Something to, like...
I mean, listen, you don't even have to think that hard, dude. You dedicate the match to Roman, and they win the championships, and everybody goes back to their car with a smile on their face. That's it. And yes, you know what?
Yeah,
somebody pointed out to me, even doing that, you are... What was the word that they used? You are exploiting...
Exploiting, yeah.
You are exploiting Roman Reigns' leukemia diagnosis by having the babyfaces dedicate the match to him and then winning the titles. But you know what? You're right, you are exploiting it both ways. But one way is like a nice thing to do to make people happy in a fake sport. And the other thing is a not nice thing to do to make them very, very upset when they leave and make sure that you can get your reaction shots. So to me, one is much more exploitive than the other.
But what if like Stephanie came out and took the title from Roman? Would you think that would be exploiting it?
Well, I mean, he's got to vacate the title, so that's different.
Well, you know, B, that's where you're
is.
Somebody saying bad and, taste. If she came out and interrupted or took the title and you did that for heat, I mean, that would be worse.
Yeah. But I mean, she's a heel anyway. So like, if she has to come out to take the title, a heel's just coming out to take the title away from the guy.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that. Thank God they didn't think of that.
No, and I like that. That's it. People have had to do it too much. But the send off with the title, whether it be Edge or there's been a lot of people now that have had to make that speech. I do like that they do that and they kind of let them have it and it's out, because it is about as real as you can get when somebody's got to step away like that, especially when they got to step away, you know. And yes, it's just a trinket, it's just a prop, whatever, but it's still, when you're holding that title and you have to, or any title, and you got to walk away from it, you know, it that sucks.
This person here says, maybe the last feel-good moment was the massive pop the Hardys got at WrestleMania 34, if that counts. Well, they did come back and win the titles. I mean, that was a happy ending. I'll give you that. But I don't know if that's really what we're talking about here. I mean, there are pops every single night on television. I mean, the Drifter got a big pop when he hit Corbin with a guitar, but I'm not sure that counts as what we're talking about here, like a really emotional moment.
So what do we got? We got Goldberg, and we've got Daniel Bryan after WrestleMania 30.
And I'm giving that Ziggler one. Paige coming out as GM the very night after retiring was the last feel-good surprise. That one was not bad.
Yeah, all right.
The person says, I don't mind Michael Cole. He is bad, yes. But Renee and Beth alone don't have enough experience to deal with all the yelling from Vince and the WWE-branded sayings. Well, you know what? If they're not ready for that role live, then maybe the three of them shouldn't be the announce crew.
I was going to say, there's other...
Because it's fake.
Well,
and you can do whatever you want. Just like when you're booking Raw and you've got an idea for the main event segment.
I don't know. This, maybe Beth really wants to do this. This is on-the-job training, so... Hey, I don't know. Michael Cole being on there doesn't bother me. I know it's sticking out, but like, I don't know. It's what you get when you don't cultivate, you know, women announcers. They've had a lot of the same dude, you know, in some ways over and over again, but they haven't cultivated any women. Hopefully Renee Young and Beth Phoenix maybe change that.
Bert says, when Bobby Lashley talked about his childhood and sisters, feel good moment, get out of here. Are you kidding me? That was terrible.
Would Sammy talk to his sisters?
Are you out of your mind? Last feel-good moment was Brian announcing that he was cleared.
There you go.
Yeah, no
was
one
that
ruined
on
that.
SmackDown?
Did anyone ruin that? I don't even remember. Apparently not.
Know.
How about when Triple H literally handed Kevin Owens Universal title on Raw? No, come on.
That was a great angle.
Don't waste my time with these stupid ones, everybody. We got too much stuff to talk about here.
Owens turning on Jericho during the Festival of Friendship.
Bert says, is Samoa Joe injured? I haven't seen him on TV since he lost to Jeff Hardy. I seem to recall he had something, but I can't remember what it was. I don't think it was serious. But I don't recall off the top of my head. Bayley appearing as Sasha's surprise partner at Battleground 2016. That was such a feel-good moment, I have no memory of it.
Well, that was not Raw. We need Raw.
No, it could be anything. Are you kidding me? It could be anything.
Anything?
Daniel Bryan winning the title wasn't Raw.
That's true, I guess.
That was WrestleMania.
Well, I mean, but we were talking about the day after on Raw.
This person here says, a lot of rumors about Crown Jewel. Well, we'll wait and see, everybody. When something happens, we'll tell you about it. This person says, the Raw tag team scene sucks. What do they do with the belts? Dolph and Drew are handed them back. Really?
Too many tag team scenes all over the world.
So. I don't think they've announced that they're getting them back yet. I don't know what they're doing with those belts. And a lot of rumors about Hogan, but I don't know where they're coming from because there's nothing on Hogan's Twitter. I don't know where all of this is coming from. First says, I think Elias can and will be the next top guy. Let me tell you something, everyone. Elias will not be the next top guy. Just like I had to read all of the texts about how Aiden English was going to get a huge push out of this, and I was very dumb for saying that it was a bad idea to break them up.
No.
I've seen no text today after last night's SmackDown when in their big grudge match, Rusev squashed him in a minute.
I'm not saying this for radio. I'm saying I don't believe you. I don't believe anyone said Aiden's going
to
get a really big push out of this.
You want me to find it?
I swear to God, I don't believe
you.
You
want to find it? I got them all here.
Yes, I swear to God, this is not coming. This has got to be coming from one person with five different screen names.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm dead serious. But right, who... there's can't be a wrestling fan that's that intelligent that looked at this and went, man, well, you know what, on SmackDown, when you got Rusev and Lana right there, they haven't done anything with, and Aiden English, they have this feud. Aiden is going to lose this to Rusev and really going to come out of this with something special, the same way he had something special before Rusev. I can't believe anybody would actually really say that.
Well, I will go through some of these here during the next break, and I will find some for you. Why would I bother making that up?
And this is not trying to be offensive to Aiden English either, because I get why people like him and everything, but it's like, I mean, he's, I'm sorry, it just, no, and I'm sure he's a very nice guy, but no.
Owens and Zayn attacked Daniel Bryan the same night he was cleared.
There you go.
There you go. Couldn't just let it be a happy ending.
Well.
This person says, the last feel-good moment, got it. It's 2013, dude. We're talking more recently than Daniel Bryan. Spurs says, the AJ Styles Daniel Bryan program is clearly no story. They can't book a babyface, and it's a babyface versus babyface feud.
Yeah,
that's true. That is true. So they just beat them all over and over again. That's how they build it up. Person says, I was falling asleep listening to the Bryan Vinny show when your cat scared the hell out of me. Hey!
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you heard them.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you heard them, because I have been told that nobody could hear anything.
Well, yeah, by plenty of people wondering if you're insane.
Well, I'm definitely not insane.
Did anyone hear that, actually, the grass being mowed earlier?
I'm sure they all did. I heard it. You heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Where is this Hogan stuff coming from? For all of you that are sending me Hogan texts, please tell me where you're getting this news about Hogan. I've been on Hulk Hogan. I've been on my Hulk Hogan Twitter here. I've seen nothing from Hulk Hogan.
So Twitter.
All he's doing is plugging an NWO reunion. And if somebody can alert me as to where this story is coming from, I would love to know. This person here says, yesterday's mixed match classic had Asuka and Naomi hug and dance together. Are we going to have these dancing breaks all the time now that Vince saw they attracted viewers a couple of weeks ago? Yes, that's exactly why it's happening. There was dancing on the Mixed Match Classic, and the number of live viewers all of a sudden skyrocketed, and then when the dancing stopped, they went back down. And so now there's got to be that spot on every Mixed Match challenge.
What do you think about Carmella Grande's look there?
What I think is they're gonna announce that they're going to be doing a dancing show on Facebook soon.
I'm fine with that.
This person here says, Aiden English after last night will be seen on TV as much as Ty Dillinger or Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
You know what? When Rusev beat him last night, like, it was 2 minutes, and they flat out on commentary said, it's the end of the program. Like,
yes.
I mean, dude, what do you want from me? Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Sky cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it, a guessing game. Living right is easy.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So the Orlando Sentinel. Hulk Hogan did an interview there because he's got an upcoming NWO reunion deal this coming Saturday. And this is what it says. It says, Hogan said more WWE work is on the way, including a possible appearance at the Crown Jewel pay-per-view in Saudi Arabia next month.
So
this is from a month ago when he said that, and we were told that Hogan was not going. He says, there are a lot of plans in the works. I'm looking forward to going to Saudi Arabia with the WWE, looking forward to WrestleMania. But yeah, we are moving forward at a rapid pace. I'm excited to have this opportunity again after all these years where I was there and gone. I think he's saying in general, the trips to Saudi Arabia, the WrestleManias, like he wants to do this stuff. I don't think that Hulk Hogan is going to be at Crown Jewel. I could be wrong. The impression that I got a month ago was that Hulk Hogan was not going to be at Crown Jewel. I don't even know if there's going to be a Crown Jewel right now. We'll find out here in the next 24 hours, I would say. Could be a little longer. I think the weekend is like when the production crew actually leaves. So we shall see. We shall see what happens. If you want to follow us outside of this show, WrestlingObserver.com is a place to go. There's all sorts of great stuff up there. Daily shows. I have got two shows coming up later today. Filthy Tom Lawler will talk SmackDown and much more. Dave Meltzer later on tonight. New Observer's out tomorrow. Lots of great stuff. We're here every day on this show, live and free, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We'll talk to you again next time. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, Wrestling Observer Live.